AutoLine Daily is brought to you by BorgWarner. Feel good about driving. Bridgestone. Your journey. Our passion. Dow Automotive Systems. Improving durability and increasing design flexibility with Betamate structural adhesives at DowBetamate.com. And by Hyundai. New thinking, new possibilities.
Welcome to AutoLine Daily, where the news today is all about the Fiat Chrysler five-year plan. Yesterday, CEO Sergio Marchionne laid out the next steps for the company, and they're pretty ambitious. There are basically 5 points to the plan. First, they plan to put a lot more resources behind Maserati and Alfa Romeo. Those brands will be built in Italy in underused plants to boost the company's capacity utilization. The goal is to sell 75,000 Maseratis and 400,000 Alphas worldwide by 2018. In North America, Alfa is slated to get 8 models and a sales target of 150,000 cars and crossovers. In the U.S., both Alfa and Maserati will be sold in, and I quote, the best Fiat dealers. Second part of the plan. In Europe, it will move the Fiat brand into more upscale products, namely CUVs and SUVs. But the company will not invest any money to try and grow Fiat's market share in Europe. Instead, Fiat will concentrate on growing outside of the EU. Third, and perhaps the most important part of the plan, is to grow Jeep sales to 1.9 million vehicles by 2018. They're going to build 3 Jeep models in China, which is where most of that growth will come from. The Compass and Patriot will be dropped in 2016 and replaced with a C-Class SUV. And in 2018, Jeep will revive the Grand Wagoneer to push the brand further upscale. The fourth step, the goal is to hit 7 million vehicles in sales, including its joint venture partners who are mainly in China. Sergio Marchionne says they can hit this number without taking on any other partners. Marchionne says, and I quote, if I can get to 6 million cars, it's D-Day, suggesting that they can get along without any other partners, which should seem to squelch rumors that Fiat was looking to join forces with a Japanese automaker. And the fifth and final step in the plan involves how to pay for all this. Marchionne says Fiat Chrysler will be able to generate all the cash it needs and will emerge as a debt-free company in the next 5 years. By 2018, they want revenue of $175 billion and a net profit of $7 billion. Those are the 5 main steps, but there's a tremendous amount of other details. For example, the Chrysler brand will now become the company's main mass market brand in North America and will get a full lineup of products to compete effectively with Chevrolet, Ford, and Toyota. That will include a plug-in hybrid version of the Town and Country minivan and a plug-in full-size crossover. Dodge will focus primarily on muscle and performance, so the Avenger and the Grand Caravan get axed, and SRT will no longer be a standalone brand. It gets moved back into Dodge. Yeah, you can call it a Dodge Viper once again. And no more SRT Jeeps or Chryslers. Ralph Gilles, who had been running the SRT brand, will continue to head up Chrysler's design and motor racing activities. The Ram brand, which has been wildly successful, does not change at all. Once they hit their plan, Marchionne says he would like to spin Ferrari out and issue an IPO. He says Ferrari generates $1 billion in cash every year and $500 million in profits. And he scolded analysts who value Ferrari at $5 to $7 billion, saying it's actually worth twice that. And he says if Fiat Chrysler ever desperately needed money, it could always do this sooner. And finally, Sergio plans to hang around as CEO until the plan is successfully executed. But he hinted, if the company hits that $7 billion profit goal ahead of time, that is when he will sit down. Okay, enough of all the Fiat Chrysler five-year plan stuff. Let's take a break and come back looking at how GM is covering up its cars.
Dow Automotive Systems, driving solutions in automotive, commercial transportation, and aftermarket with innovative products like Betamate structural adhesives. Lighter, stronger, safer. DowBetamate.com.
In order to better protect its cars going from the factory to its customers, General Motors is using custom-fit covers instead of plastic wrap that's commonly used. Here's a video the company put together that explains the process.
We transferred the concept of the tailor-made suite for people to tailor-made suite for cars.
That process of fitting the covers, I think it catches all of us a little bit by surprise when we first see it, and the immediate reaction is, wow, that looks like a tailor who's fitting a suit for a dress occasion.
Simple piece of fabric, and then we transform this simple piece of fabric in a very high technical product.
This cover allows us to get it to the dealer, and the dealer has to do very little in the way of cleanup before he gives it to the customer.
The biggest challenge is to protect the car while it's transported on trains and on the top of a truck.
For export, we have a much longer pipeline. We have to transport the vehicle by rail and car hauler to the outbound port in the United States. Then it goes on a vessel. It gets to the other end. It goes on to land transport again. So a lot of handling of the vehicle. And the challenges of keeping the car or truck perfect are real. This cover meets those challenges really well. So we are now trying to put it on all of our exports.
You can also dry the cars because during the handling operation for the export of a car, truck drivers need to dry the cars in order to take them on the trucks. The car is fully protected, as you can see at the car cover for the Corvette. Behind me, and we are the first company in the world to create this kind of product.
GM is using the tailor-made covers to ship Corvettes and Cadillac ELRs in the U.S., but it's also putting them on vehicles that it exports, like its pickup trucks, the Opel Ampera, the Chevy Volt, and the Malibu. GM says that about 100,000 vehicles will get the custom-fit covers. Hey, don't forget to join us tomorrow night for Autoline After Hours. Our guests are the Gutierrez brothers of drag racing fame, and they'll have their car in the studio with us. With that, and some of the best insider discussion of what's going on in the automotive industry, you will want to make a point of catching that show. Anyway, that wraps up today's report. Thanks for watching, and please join us again tomorrow.